Bless you guys. I just want to thank whoever it was from the audiovisual crew that chose these set of songs for this morning. It's absolutely beautiful. But I just want to say, you come to church with your whole church face and all your composure, all smooth, and then you hear a powerful, powerful ministry like that that just messes you up. And I snort and trane gehuil hierso because I just can't get over the fact, I'm still not over it, that God would send Jesus to die for us. Folks, may we never, ever lose sight of the beauty and the power of that fact. He sent this innocent, beautiful baby boy not to become rich on earth, not to become famous, not to have buildings built in his name. But he came with one purpose, and that's to die so that we might live. And I just can't get over that, and I don't ever want to get over that. So bless you guys. I'd love and appreciate what you guys do and the effort you put in. And while that first song, Little Drummer Boy, was playing, and I saw those guys going, I thought, yeah, jy het geen cooking clue waaroor ek gaan praat, behalwe dat ek van die tekstverse voor die tyd na jou toe gestuur het. But it's so appropriate for what I want to speak about this morning, and that is, you can look at those guys and you think, they're on acid. What are they on? They're on speed. Look how they're running on. Or you can see somebody that's been touched by God to the point that they couldn't care who says or who thinks what. They're worshiping Jesus in spirit and in truth. And it's amazing to see that happen because God is good. And it's powerful when a man or woman allows God to touch them and just lets rip, so to speak, with the power and the love and the joy of God. Or you can just look at them and think, wat lag jy so? Kry jou tande warm. And that's so appropriate for this whole thing in the message of Jesus. We're going to read two passages of scripture this morning, and I'm going to be brief because I've got Christmas presents to unwrap. I don't know about you, Oaks, but I'm just as excited today as I was when I could first forgive her, Lord. She knows not what she says. So here we go. Luke chapter 1. Verse 26 to 35 from the NLT. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, already that should get our attention. Gabriel is the chief messenger angel. He is an awesome, awesome being. Okay? So Gabriel appears to Mary and he says, greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you. And this is where a lot of female issues came into the world. Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. Guys, we don't understand the context of what was happening there. Imagine you're a young woman. And this mighty being appears to you and starts talking to you. You're not going to be like, just hold on, I'm just texting quickly. No, no, no. She was absolutely captivated by what was going on. Goed om jou te sien, young man. Blessings, Frans. Okay, all the way from America. The Lord is with you. Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. Don't be afraid, Mary, the angel told her. For you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. And I remember I've discussed this many, many times with my mom, and she's here. She says, Mozzie, I can't understand this. How can a woman conceive without intimacy with a man? I said, Mom, this is God. He can do anything. He wanted her pregnant. He got her pregnant because he's God. You have found favor with God. Verse 31. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great. Everyone say very great. And he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end. And Mary asked the angel, how can this happen? I'm a virgin. The angel replied, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Ladies, imagine that's you. And the angel says this. It had never been heard of before. It never happened before then. Has never happened since then. And the angel says the Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. And you're going to conceive. You're going to give birth to a son. And that in that song that we were singing, did you know that that little baby that you're holding is the great I am? I can't get over this. The Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby will be born. The baby to be born will be holy. And he will be called the Son of God. Two powerful statements from that passage. He will be very great and his kingdom will never end. Second passage. Luke 2, verse 8 to 14. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Imagine you in the fields this night time, watching the sheep, little some are chying, just tossing lacquer, and now there's angels. They were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings." Say good tidings. Of great joy. Say great joy. Will be to all people. Say all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace, goodwill toward men." Three powerful statements from that passage. Good tidings of great joy to all people. There'll be a Savior. How many of you know we need saving? And there will be peace, goodwill toward men. So from these two passages, I want to summarize five powerful statements that we can receive from this festive season. Whether you have studied the origin of the date being set for the 25 December, whether you believe it's from pagan roots or not, or just celebrating time of his conception is irrelevant. The fact is that people who love Jesus like to celebrate a time when Jesus came into the world to impart these things to us who believe. Number one, he'll be very great. His kingdom will never end. Good tidings of great joy to all people. He's the Savior, and peace and goodwill to all men. Now, in the same way, some people can look at those folks in that first song, Little Drummer Boy, and think, what are you so excited about? I mean, it's like Jesus is just another historic character. What's the big deal anyway? In the same way, his life's impact on us, him coming to this earth, his birth, his life, his ministry, and his death. Through faith, we can receive these things for ourselves and make it our own. Or we can just think, oh, well, it's just another historic character. Jesus is just one of many ways to get to heaven. The Jesus of the Bible is not relevant today because things are different. It's 2021. Jesus is no longer hip. Jesus' principles and values are out of style. Or we can receive what Jesus has done for us and experience these things in our lives. We can let him be very great. His kingdom can have no end in our lives and in our hearts. There'll be good tidings of great joy to all people. Folks, how many of you could do with hearing good news today? Five, six of you? Die rest is julle tevrede met slegte nuus. Ach, shame, man. Come on, man. I don't know about you, but I can do with some good news. I said, I can do with some good news. And the good news is that God came and sent his son Jesus so that we can be set free from the wiles of the devil. We can experience abundance in body, soul, and spirit. We can experience joy and peace unspeakable. We can experience a God who loves us. We can experience a God who forgives us. Wat hy ons droogmaak oor en oor en oor. That's good news. Or Jesus can just be, Folks, it's a reality. For a believer, this who Jesus is. This is who Jesus is. Maar vir die wat onverskillig is, meh. Think about it. And that's the sad reality of it. And I pray that by the Spirit of God this morning, that on this Christmas day, that the reality of who Jesus really is will impact your life like never before. I said like never before, that it won't just be, meh, an historic character, one of the many ways to get to Jesus. So many false, lying, demonic doctrine teachings in the world tell you, how can you possibly say, how can you be so ignorant to say that Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life? Easy. He said it. I believe it. That settles it. There is no other way to the Father but Jesus Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He speaks about other people getting to experience spiritual power through other gates. You do get it. You do get powerful spiritual manifestations. But unless you come through the gate, that's Jesus. Die duivel gaan jou pyn van jou afklap. You're going to get a hiding second to none. If you dabble in anything spiritual, transcendental medication. I'm excited. Maybe I need medication. Transcendental meditation, astral projection, leaving, all of that. You can experience it. It's real. But you dabble into that stuff without Jesus. You're setting yourself up for a hiding second to none. You want to experience supernatural power from the Holy Ghost. There's only one way, and that's through Jesus. Jesus. That's why he said he's the way, he's the truth, and the life. Not one of many ways, not a little bit of the truth, not a little bit of life. The way, the truth, the life. Let's praise him in this place this morning, church. And this Jesus, we said, he's not that little baby in a manger anymore. And he's not a naked man on a cross. He's coming again as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And when his foot touches the Mount of Olives, that mountain's going to split open. And everything in all of creation is going to know. Ya lache le vaye fall. Everything in all of creation is going to know that he is who he says he's been all along. And I pray that that encourages you this morning, church. He will be very great. His kingdom will never end. Good tidings of great joy to all people. Savior, peace, and goodwill towards men. However, every person has a choice as to whether or not we're going to allow Jesus to fulfill these promises in our lives or not. So my brother, my sister, dear friend, family, where you're seated this morning, how real is Jesus to you? Is he King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Or just somebody, ach, jy dink aan so nou en dan. Kom ek wys my gesig so een keer 'n jaar in 'n kerkdiens. Don't feel embarrassed now, because there's some people I haven't seen in over a year. Ish? Beteken nie dat jy moet kerk toe kom om lief te wees vir Jesus, but if you love him, I don't know, I just can't stay away from him and his people. I can't stay away from him and his people, and I don't want to. But how real is this Jesus to you this morning? And we all have a choice to make when we leave this place tomorrow, next week, 2022, whatever, maybe tonight even. Stuff's going to happen in our lives today where I'm going to have a choice. I'm going to get together with family. How many of you love family? Some of you are not sure. I love my family. I like a stick of meat and a word of Dyson. But family can be difficult sometimes. So now I can go and I can either let certain things get under my skin and I come a whip and get frustrated and impatient and tired and this one and that one. Or I can just let Jesus be Lord of my life. I can just let Jesus be Lord of my life. And live out the simple message of the gospel. And God's whole kingdom program and salvation program is two simple points. Love God, love people. Did you get that? Dis baie diep, né? Dis complicated. Dis twee punte om te onthou. Can you get it right? Love God, love people. That's it. Do that, and we'll be okay. Is this meaning something to you this morning, church? So, one more statement, one more scripture, and I'm going to land this thing, and we can go and ons kan vreed saam kuier. Don't laugh. Laugh. Laughter is good. Joy is good. Hallelujah. I must apologize. A couple of Sundays ago, I was ministering, and people started clapping and getting excited. And I said, settle, settle. No, no, no. I said something like, and Colette said, Mozzie, you mustn't do that. The people are getting excited, and you just took the wind right out of their sails. I apologize. I shouldn't have done that, but I don't for one second want to take any glory away from God. And in my mind, I was thinking, no, they're clapping for you, Mozzie, but like, really? So clap and shout and make a noise, but please don't do that for my preaching. Do it because you get excited about Jesus. Is that okay? So I won't do that again. So the extent of the working of God's power in our lives is directly proportionate to the degree of our obedience to his kingdom principles. I'm going to repeat that slowly. The extent of the working of God's power in my life is directly proportionate to the degree of my obedience to his kingdom principles. Is dalk op 'n plek in jou lewe waar jy dink ek sien nie die werking van die Heilige Gees nie. Ek ervaar en beleef nie die krag van hierdie lewendige God nie. Ek kan nie wonderwerke sien nie. Okay, die vraag wat ons dan begin moet vra is, hoe gehoorsaam is ek in my lewe? Laat ek dan toe dat God se heerskappy heer in my lewe? Am I allowing God's authority in my life? Am I obedient to him? Because the more you're obedient to God, the more of his authority and power he will give you. Think about that. Think about that. And it says, I made the statement, proportionate to the degree of our obedience to his kingdom principles. What's his kingdom? Romans 14 and verse 17, the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. So, what relevance has Jesus in your life today? Is he just some historic figure? Or the one as described by the angel armies of God in these passages. So to recap, and I'd like the deep end to the audiovisual crew to get that first song ready, that drummer boy, that roer my word. We're going to sing, we're going to lift the roof with that drummer boy song. The five principles from those two passages. He will be very great. Vir die van julle wat ek eers volgende jaar gaan sien, I'm not excited about it, but the fight is fight. Is he going to be great in your life? Are you going to let him be great in your life? Number two, will his kingdom have no end in your life? What's his kingdom? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Are you going to let it have no end in your life? Number three, are you going to receive it as good tidings of great joy? Good news of great joy to all people. That verskil van happiness. Happiness is dependent on external circumstances. Joy is something that God gives you inside that no person, no devil, no sickness, no financial issue can touch, because it's the joy of the Holy Spirit, which is your strength, church. Nehemiah 8 and verse 10. And number four, is he going to be your savior? Is he going to be your savior? Of gaan jy nog steeds voortvoeter om jou eie planne te maak? Is God going to be your last resort? Once you've tried everything and anyone and spent all your ideas, all your boermaker plan en Engelsman is 'n plan planne, are you then going to try to go, God, I'm desperate now, help me? Or are you going to go to him first? First. Is he going to be your savior? Your savior. And number five. Are you going to receive his peace and goodwill toward all men? I think of how many people, and I'm done preaching almost, how many people have ticked me off this year. You just can't fix stupid. I'm not the most intelligent person walking the face of this earth, but when I add one and one together, I don't get three. And some people, they add one and one together, and I start a little bit, it must be three. And I battle with stupid. I battle with it. Okay, so there's people that ticked me off. And I realize, yeah, Mozzie, you can either have the self-righteous attitude towards them, or, like Jesus, towards you, has goodwill and peace. Why don't you have goodwill and peace to stupid people? Please, I'm being harsh now. This pastor shouldn't be saying things like this. My man, okay, come on, just change the topic. Not stupid. Okay. How many of you here had somebody that just rubs you up the wrong way? please show me. Okay, I'm starting to feel alone here. Okay, put down your hands. Show peace and goodwill towards those people also. Imagine how we rub God up the wrong way by dissing his son Jesus. Huh? By doubting him when he's never failed us. He's never lied. He's never disappointed anybody. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we disappoint him so many times, and you think he gets miff and fed up with my stupid and wants to throw in the towel on me. No, no. May we have peace and goodwill towards all men as well. In Jesus' name. May Almighty God bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God lift up his countenance over you and give you supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding. And if you're sitting there, my brother, my sister, and there's an area in your life where you know you could use one or more of those 5 points, right there where you're seated, I'm going to ask that we pray. In fact, let's stand together as we get ready to sing. I want to invite you to allow the Holy Spirit to work in your heart this morning. Julle weet self wat se gedeeltes daar is in julle harte wat nie heeltemal geonderworp is aan God se heerskappy. You know that Jesus is your savior, but there's areas of your life where he's not Lord of your life. And you want to make him Lord this morning to experience his peace, his goodwill, his joy. Right there where you're standing, would you just pray about that to the Lord? Right there, do business with God between you and him this morning. And you can pray along these lines. You don't have to pray it word for word like this, but you say, God, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, that you know me through and through, and yet you still love me, Lord. You know my weaknesses and my strengths and my successes and my failures. And invite you, Jesus, to be Lord of every area of my life. And Lord, I've made a promise like this so many times, and I've failed so many times, and yet you keep picking me up and loving me again and again and again. So help me, Lord, Holy Spirit, enable me to do the best that I can to follow hard after Jesus with all my mind, body, soul, and spirit. Help me to experience the peace of Jesus as the Savior like I've never experienced before. Pour out your love in my heart, Lord, that I can be patient and tolerant and understanding of people who are different to me. Give me the courage to pray, not that bad times stop, but that I can endure through the bad times, Lord God, coming out the other side, praising you, Lord. Teach me, Lord God, not to pray for my comfort, but to pray that the character of your son Jesus develops in my life. Help me with this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And God is good all the time. God willing, we'll see you same time, same place next week. Travel safely, enjoy time with your family. Remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. And there was one other thing. Yeah, that's it. Have fun. Over to little drummer boy, Yella.